Hello everyone, my name is Svetlana Isakova and I'm a developer advocate at JetBrains and a co-author of two books about Kotlin, Kotlin Action and Atomic Kotlin. Today I want to talk about the Kotlin roadmap and focus mainly on the upcoming language features. Kotlin roadmap describes the key areas the Kotlin team is working on right now and is going to focus on in the nearest future. This information is available online and is open for everyone. Time frame for these plans is around half a year. It's not 100% promises, you can think of it as a declaration of intentions. You can find there what's on the radar and see what's got postponed for later time. The majority of the Kotlin team is working not on adding new stuff, but on improving the overall experience. That includes speeding up the development process, making change test debug cycle really fast, rewriting the Kotlin compiler. New compiler is optimized for speed, parallelism, and unification. Later we'll also work on pluggability. Some parts are already there, like the new type inference algorithm in Kotlin 1.4. Some parts are almost there, like new JVMIR backend. And some parts are in active development, like the new front-end logic. Improving the stability and performance of IntelliJ IDEA and Android Studio is an ongoing process, and we have quite a bunch of improvements here. I want to ask you to try new JVMIR backend. In Kotlin 1.4.30, it's better. It's becoming default in Kotlin 1.5, and we'll be really glad if you could turn it on in your project and make sure everything works. If it doesn't work for your tricky corner case, please immediately share that with us. It's already used by Jetpack Compose and is important for its stabilization. Everyone knows that Kotlin is great for Android development. We find it also important to spread the knowledge about using Kotlin for server-side development, mainly with such frameworks as Spring and Cater. And of course, we are working on Kotlin multi-platform mobile solution that allows sharing code between Android and iOS. And I'm really happy to see that both these topics are extensively covered in the agenda today. We started to collaborate more actively with the community and gather and publish your Kotlin stories. You can find them on our website and also share your story. It's often more important to listen to what other people say about their experience with Kotlin than listen to our own praising speeches. In the rest of this talk, I want to focus our attention on the upcoming language features. They are mostly connected with improvements in the JVM platform. What are we going to discuss today? First, we'll talk about sealed interfaces and sealed classes improvements. Then we'll recall what inline classes are, and we'll explain why they became value classes. These features will be included in 1.5, but you can already try them in 1.4.30 by specifying the 1.5 language version. So let's start. Sealed modifier on the class restricts the class hierarchy to given subclasses. It then allows to perform exhaustive when checks. No need to add the else branch. The compiler automatically checks that all the classes are present. If you add a new subclass, such when check becomes an error,